Highbridge Audio presents Tales of the Atori, Book 3, Brilliance of the Moon, by Leon Hearn. Read for you by Kevin Gray and Aiko Nakasone. Others, too, in far-flung villages will no doubt be gazing at this moon that never asks which watcher claims the night. Loud on the unseen mountain wind, a stag's cry quivers in the heart, and somewhere a twig lets one leaf fall. The Filling Block, Canuta, by Ziami, translated by Royal Tyler. Forward. These events took place in the months following the marriage of Otori Takeo and Shirakawa Kaede at the temple at Terayama. This marriage strengthened Kaede's resolve to inherit the domain of Maruyama and gave Takeo the resources he needed to carry out his work of revenge for his adopted father, Shigeru, and take his place as head of the Otori clan. However, it also enraged Arai Daichi, the warlord who now controlled most of the three countries, and insulted the nobleman, Lord Fujiwara, who considered Kaede betrothed to him. The previous winter, Takeo, under the tribe's sentence of death, had fled to Terayama, where the detailed records of the tribe that Shigeru had compiled were given to him, along with the Otori sword, Jato. On the way, his life was saved by the outcast, Jo-An, one of the forbidden sect, the Hidden, who took him to a mountain shrine to hear the prophetic words of a holy woman.